This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later here on the radio. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 9 is next. It is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It's 49 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New evidence in the federal election case against Donald Trump. The federal judge overseeing special counsel Jack Smith's case unsealing a 165-page filing. The new evidence is a response to the Supreme Court immunity ruling that argues that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not those of a president, but rather the illegal deeds of a losing candidate. Trump says the new evidence amounts to interference in this upcoming election. The dock worker strike is continuing nationwide. How long until you feel the effects?
Analysts expect we will start to see the impacts of higher prices and possible shortages if this lasts another 1 to 2 weeks. And the first place you would be impacted is groceries, especially produce, including 75% of the nation's banana supply. Those foods spoil, so retailers couldn't stock up ahead of time.
That's ABC's Elizabeth Schulze at the Port of Elizabeth in New Jersey. The death toll from Hurricane Helene now has hit 189. This is ABC News. People living in countries like North Korea, Iran, and China are now getting some pointers on how to talk on the sly to American spies.
The CIA this week has posted tips in Mandarin, Farsi, and Korean on several leading internet platforms, giving advice to potential informants. The tips include using a private browser and virtual private network to evade government surveillance and internet restrictions. The CIA posted similar instructions in Russian 2 years ago, and the success of that program prompted U.S. intelligence officials to expand the effort.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. A vestige of World War II suddenly roaring to life in Japan during the war. 500-pound bomb that was dropped by an American plane never exploded, but embedded itself in the dirt. 80 years later, it just exploded at Miyazaki Airport in southwestern Japan, blowing a huge hole in the taxiway. No injuries and no aircraft damage, but dozens of flights were delayed because of it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
Partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 77. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, and then a low of 47. Friday, mostly sunny and pleasant again, a high of 70. Friday night, clear and chilly, a low of 42. Saturday, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, a 30% chance of a few showers overnight, a high of 78.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly. Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. For several years now, we've been trying out NA beers, that's non-alcoholic, and coming up with better ones all the time. And now they figured out how to make the beer and take out the alcohol, and we have a large supply. We're planning on doing an NA Fest, and Richland Center needs it. We have 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different kinds right now. Stop in at Old Cooch Books and Libations and try some non-alcoholic beer. Old Cooch Books and Libations, always on the cutting edge, downtown Richland Center.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show today on WRCO. We have a busy schedule of events going on in the area. We'll talk about some of them, and we're going to kick off the show today talking about Richland County United Givers. And in the studio with us is a member of their board of directors, J.B. Muller. Good to have you in here today, Jay. How you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Good. I hear you have a birthday coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I'm leaving my 60s, and I'm just glad you're having that giant parade for me this weekend. So
hopefully they have the banner up, you know,
and everything. I don't think it's going to be there, but I'm saying goodbye to my 60s and
good for you,
and enjoying every day, I guess, in retirement, well, semi-retirement.
this is what you do when you retire, though.
Yes,
you know,
you get
involved in events, and you've been involved with United Givers for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, I actually took the place of Carson Culver, who was a member, and he put my name in, and then I got a call from Harvey Bastian, and the rest is history. One thing you do when you retire, they find your phone number, and it's hard to find volunteers and stuff. So, but I'm glad to do it, and I enjoy it.
Tell us about the goal of this year's drive.
Well, first of all, I like to start out with just a little. This year, 2024, our goal is around. I got it here somewhere, but I like to start out. Our goal is 39,000. I like to start out with a little word about Harvey Bastian, who passed away. He spent endless hours, efforts, contributing to the mission of United Givers. Words cannot express our gratitude towards the dedication he gave us. And I like to get a personal note here. Not only did I work underneath him with United Givers, he also was my boss at Allen Bradley. Harvey was a class act, and he knew how to get people to donate. He ran a well-organized ship, and his endeavors have helped a lot of people. And he left meticulous notes, since he was an engineer, on how we can form a better organization going forward. And always look at it this way. A measure of a person is that when he's born, does he leave this world a better place than what he found it? And I think Harvey filled that bill wonderfully. And we're going to carry on his good work as we go into a 2024 campaign.
Well said. That motivates you even more than Jay.
Yes, it does. It's just that I know that he's gone and stuff like that, but actually he lives on through his wonderful leadership.
So you're off and running here with what is there a deadline for the goal?
Normally what we do, we're starting now, we're starting putting up posters and putting on our brochures. If you find our brochure somewhere out there, take a look at it because it has a lot of information on just exactly what our goals are and what organizations that we represent. And the biggest thing is that we go through December, and then normally we issue the checks to the organizations that have been selected, which this year there's 19 of them, and then we present the checks to them in January. The thing about is what's unique about United Givers is that there's 19 charities under one umbrella, and I'll tell you why that's really important, because when I was elected to an altar person in Richland Center, Wisconsin, I made a campaign pledge that I would donate part of my altermatic pay to selected charities. And I kept that promise. Write that down. I kept that promise even after I left office in 2016. Well, so what I did, I chose these charities and I would cut them a check every month. And so when I went out of office, I thought, you know, I'm cutting four different checks. Why don't I just cut one check that covers all the charities that are underneath United Givers? So it's kind of like a supermarket of charities. And the charities spend mostly the majority of the money that we bring in for United Givers stays within our county, the majority of it. Sometimes like the Lone Rock Rescue and Muscatine EMS, those are may not be directly in the county, but they give Richland County mutual aid. And a lot of our organizations that we represent are synonymous and quick, directly pointed towards the county, Richland County. It's such as Passages is one of my charities. A new one this year is Lydia's House. This is the first time they've applied. I used to do intake for Lydia House for many years, and it's a homeless shelter that helps people in transitional housing here in Richland Center. And they do a lot in... they help a lot of people because there are homeless in our area. And also, too, one of the other charities that we represent, that I used to represent and was on the board for 19 years, is the Richland County Food Pantry, which Jerry Bauer, I think, was here yesterday. Mm-hmm. They are in need and stuff, and their numbers have grown. And with that comes more financial burden. A lot of these organizations, the 19 that we represent, they use this time type of year to set their budgets for the entire year. This is when they make their big push to last all year round. So, because we not only help people during this time of year, we help people all year round. And these 19 organizations cover everything from people with disabilities to homeless people to people in need to mentoring for teenagers. We help with aging and disability, ADRC, and health and human services. We also go the full gamut of helping our animals, like Richland Area Rescue and Ukuch Humane Society. And so there's a lot of, I hate to say it, bang for your buck, because United Givers covers a lot of these charities. And we choose them carefully. They're all nonprofit, which we are. There's nobody paid in our organization, so my income for this is absolutely zero, but the gratification of helping other people. So that's really helpful. And also, too, when you go to do your taxes and you do the, if you do itemized deductions, this way you don't have to list all the charities you give to. You just put United Givers and it covers the whole thing. And another thing, too, is you wanted me to mention this year, we're going to start with doing a little pledging. And pledging is a pledge to donate some money to United Givers, which covers a lot of stuff. And the way you do that is you go to a friend or you go to your fellow worker and say, you know, that's a good organization. Oh, I'm going to pledge $20. And that starts a little snowball effect. And another thing we did this year, too, was that when we have a board that picks all the candidates that are, they have to put in an application, and what we do, we review all that. There's a special subcommittee that picks the people that put in applications, and then we review that. This year we did, and there's a few of these organizations we actually granted more money to because of their numbers going up and because of the good work that they do. And you can, by making pledges and stuff, that makes us stronger so that we can catalyst into 2025, which, you know, the years go pretty fast when you leave those 60s. But anyway, and you can actually mail us at Richland County United Givers at P.O. Box 228, or you can come online and donate through PayPal. Now, I'm not going to give you the www. Just Google it, and you'll find us. But you'll notice that it says Richland County United Givers. That makes us synonymous to Richland County, as a lot of these organizations do. And like I said, that I know that the people that I help through the Bridge of Hope is an organization I started through outreach through St. Barnabas. I know that right now we're into helping over 300 clients, and our ages, that people that we help, and this goes too with all the other agencies and stuff, from brand new babies to 80 years old, to people that are in need. And there's people in need out there, and that's one thing that we all have in common. Richland County is one of the most giving counties for charity, and I've been on a lot of boards and stuff. They are the most giving county that I've ever witnessed, and I see it year after year after year. And what really boggles my mind, another one that I, is Salvation Army, is that of all the counties we're linked with, we're always in the top five for contributions for people in need. And the thing that gets me is that with all these charities that they teach their children how to give to people that are a little less fortunate, and that begins at home, and that's what it does in Richland Center. So it's a win situation in all avenues.
When these different recipients put in their requests, do they put in a certain dollar amount, or do they just apply, or how
they
does it work?
They ask for a certain dollar amount, and that there is a lot of criteria. Number one, they're nonprofit, and they have to be organizations in that entity. Like, for example, I'll take Bridge of Hope as an example. I'm sanctioned by the Diocese of Milwaukee, the Episcopal Diocese, which the bishop made the first donation. But I'm underneath what's called their vestry, which is run by the governing board of the church. I answer to them. So they keep the books, and then I have to present them every year with a report on who I've helped, what help has been given, and the demographics, which is very important, which keeps all the ages of the people. It's all done under strict confidence and confidentiality, but it lists all the ages so that we can kind of take a look at what our target services are being used. And the same thing happens for all of these organizations. And most of these organizations don't have any overhead because it's all done by volunteers, just like United Givers. And I just want to mention our board of directors, which is the president is Jeannie Mirqueen. I hope I pronounced it right. Jeremy Hassel was supposed to be today, but he was ill, so let him get, I hope he gets well soon. And our secretary is Bonnie Richards. Our treasurer is Debbie Wirtz. And on the board of directors is Robin Corniff, Jay Muller, which is me, and Courtney Schwingle. So we got a wide variety of people in different positions that can help us make this success. Now, as always, with everything, we always could use board members because we all can't be like Phyllis Keller was and Gene Burkett, human dynamos for that long of a time. But and so we always need members and stuff. So giving is very important, and it stays within your county, and it helps your neighbors and friends that might be in need.
Are you going to be ringing bells for Salvation Army this year?
Yes, okay. We'll be ringing bells this year. And as always, my transfer to Florida didn't go through, so I'm stuck in the cold weather and stuff. But we do have heated stations. And I envy the people that solicit during the summer, but that's not to be. So, and then our season opens up November. And then when the kettles come out, the red kettles, and this correlates back to United Givers, when that red kettle comes out, all the money stays into Richland County. That sets our budget for the year. And so the Salvation Army said, oh, even though you're receiving a check in January, which is the end of our year, is the end of December, we'll waylay that and put it back to 2024 so we can use those funds in Richland Center. So, and it's when you give that dollar, you're helping your neighbor, you're helping somebody that might be 80 years old that might be having a problem making ends meet due to circumstances. You're helping newborns get their formula, diapers and stuff. And it's just a kind of like a short-term thing until they get back on their feet. A lot of time illness takes people out of the work area, an unexpected injury. It happens to everybody. So these charities are set up to help them along their way.
Can you always use more bell ringers too, or how?
Always can use more bell ringers, because in December, that process takes quite a long time. But usually have to have my hearing check because I have such ringing in my ears after I'm done ringing.
I bet you do. Jay Muller, our guest on WRCO Radio. So the goal at 39,000.
39,000, and like I said, people are generous and. And it just goes a long way to, it's kind of like having an old Sears catalog in your house. You can just, you can go ahead and donate, and it goes to a lot of different charities that do a lot of good in Richland County.
I don't know if you mentioned them all, but did you want to mention those that are recipients this year?
Oh, sure, we can do that.
All right.
Let's start with the top of the list is Aging and Disability Resource Center, Bridge of Hope, Hornets Football Summer Camps. And there's, if the brochures tell exactly, they give us what they need, and we supply it. Kinship of Richland County, Lone Rock Rescue, Lydia's House, which is a new organization that's been around for quite a while, Muscat AZMS, Ukuch Humane Society, Passages, Pine Valley Foundation, Richland Area Crime Stoppers, Richland Area Rescue, Richland Community Food Pantry, Richland County Children and Family Advocate Council, Richland County Health and Human Services, Riverway Communities of Hope, Salvation Army, Schmidt Woodland Hills, and the Union Cadre Learning Center. We always take new recipients every year that ask for it, and the SU opens up a certain time of year, and you can apply online.
So the best way is to look for you online to donate, or they see you in person out in the community or something.
Well, yeah, we can do, and you can do that by the post office box, or and so we make it easy for you to send some money in and stuff. And another little caveat this year, the government has opened up the deduction part of your charities because of inflation. They've kind of opened that up a little bit, so. If you donate and you get a slip from any one of these organizations, you're more apt to get a little bit more money back than what you did before. And like I said, when you itemize, hey, it's nice to put down one that covers 19. It's a win-win.
It works really well.
Yes, it does.
Anything else you'd like to add today,
No,
Jay?
That's about it. Just have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And thanks for this weather. I remember back when I was born. Back in 19...
You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my grandkids. Horse and buggy days, right? No, not really. You're out of the well. But anyway, I remember back when I was a kid, this time of year, there was no leaves on the trees. It was the first weekend in October. It was always squirrel hunting season. Mm-hmm. Now, look, it's kind of changed a little bit, but I'll take every warm day we can get.
Yes, we will. We're blessed with a nice weekend coming up, it looks like. So, all right. Well, thanks for all you do, Jay.
You betcha. You guys take care out there, and you take care.
J.B. Muller joining us from Richland County United Givers. Again, their goal, 39,000. They're supporting 19 organizations this year, and they hope that you can give generously during this time of year. We'll be back with more on The Morning Show in just a moment.
Shop Macy's VIP sale, going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police?
Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
This is the Compeer Minute, featuring Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs, Perry Osnes.
The important point is, as a member-owned cooperative, these issues that affect our clients are really important to Compeer, which is why we do focus on legislative affairs, why we do seek to build relations with members of Congress in our territory, and we want to bring that story that our clients are dealing with, both good and bad, to policymakers in Washington, D.C. And our commitment is just to make sure that our clients' voice is heard, and that as we talk about whether it's a farm bill or a tax bill, that our voice can be part of that broader discussion along with the rest of the agriculture community to make sure that there is good policy done at the federal level that helps support agriculture and rural communities.
That's Compeer Financial Vice President of Legislative Affairs, Perry Osnes. To learn more, visit compeer.com.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets, so we can buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
In the studio with us, members of the board of Richland Rejuvenates, and we have Mick Cosgrove in with us today, and we have Paul and Roseanne Knorr, who are on a date here today to the radio studios. We appreciate that. Mick, you've got a big show coming up next week, don't you?
We do, Phil. Thanks for having us. We really are excited to be hosting kind of a blues night at the auditorium. So kind of years ago, we used to do Blues in the Driftless, and kind of bringing that theme back a little bit with an amazing group called the Jimmies. And they're just an awesome. If you get a chance, go on YouTube. There's a lot of videos on there. We were just looking at some of them last night. And so we're excited to be hosting them. And prior to that, we're going to get a local favorite. Annie and the Crush is going to open at 7 o'clock. And they'll be on the stage for an hour, and then followed by the 2 hours with the Jimmy. So it's going to be a great night of music in Richland Center at the auditorium.
The idea for the show, I know you've been kind of wanting to try to get more on a regular basis and, you know, go with some of these shows kind of on the circuit. And was it your idea for the Jimmys? Or
no, actually, that was Paul that suggested that. So,
yeah, Paul Knorr?
I did, yes. Well, we got on the board at the auditorium, and I looked around. First time I'd ever been on the stage or backstage, and I looked around, and I thought the Jimmys would be perfect for that building. They're going to... The crowds will be jumping, the bats will be flying, the ghosts may even come out that night, Phil.
It's getting into that season.
They are a high-energy band, so I thought they would be a great band to have there. And it figured out they could do it on a Friday night in October, so I think it'll be a grand event, I think. So.
And you've seen them before a few times?
We actually, my wife and I went to Jamaica with them in 2019. They had a trip to the Jimmy's in Jamaica, so we went to see them down there, and we've seen them several times. We just saw them this past Sunday at the Oktoberfest in New Glarus. So they're excited to come to Richland Center. They've never played in that building, so they're excited about it. So
it's blues music, but to kind of describe their playlist for us.
Oh yeah, well they'll do Ophelia. They do a lot of originals. They'll do Ophelia by the Band. That's probably the one that they'll finish with and get everybody dancing. So they have 300. Well, my wife Roseanne knows all about the Jimmys. Do you not, Mrs. Norris? So
hi, good morning.
Good morning, Roseanne.
Yes. Well, you were asking about some of the songs, and I heard some Johnny Cash tunes when
they
were there.
I walked the line. Yeah.
Yeah, but they jazz it up. So you know, maybe if you're not too familiar with blues music, part of the neat thing with that band is the fact that it's a 7-piece band. Jimmy himself, he's the lead singer, the lead organist, and he's won many awards himself, but his fingers just fly over the keyboard. It is amazing. But there's also a horn section. There is a saxophone, there is a trumpet, there is a trombone. And let me give you the names real quick. It's Jimmy Vogely. He's the lead. And then, let's see, Perry Weber on guitar. Chris Sandoval.
Really,
oh, amazing. Mm-hmm. Chris Sandoval on drums. John Wartenweiler on bass. And they say it's the best horn section around. Pete Ross on saxophone. Chad Whittinghill on trumpet. And Joe Goltz on trombone. They just jazz it up. You certainly are not going to show up and go to sleep listening to these guys. They're going to want you to get up and dance. So we're kind of talking about how to get everybody out of their seats on this concert. So, great band. So.
And they won many awards, haven't they, Roseanne?
They have won many awards. I took some information off their website, and they started winning awards since 2014, so they've got 10 years in of these awards. But Bassist of the Year, Artist of the Year, Blues Band Gold Winners in Madison, Woodwind Instrumentalist of the Year. It just goes on and on. Blues Songs of the Year. So, I mean, honestly, I have 2 pages of awards. But, you know, we need to look at that. I mean, they put out all their efforts. They are excellent musicians, and they are highly recognized in Wisconsin. So, again, we are just very lucky to have them here.
They play 2 kinds of music, rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues. Not country and western.
Country and western, rhythm and blues.
Yes, yes.
But you're a music connoisseur, Paul, and certainly, but it sounds like there's something for all people that like all genres of music, right?
Yeah, I believe, and they'll do some slow songs, and they'll get you up dancing and do some covers, like we say, Walk the Line and all of that. So they're a high-energy band, and I think it'll be a great concert for that building on that night, so...
When we grew up, certainly, I think there were more live music opportunities, Paul, and I think it's more of a rarity now, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's nice to be getting some live music back, you know, in that old building. We're trying to get more, correct me if I'm wrong, Mick, but we're trying to get more bands going into that, get more bands into that venue, correct?
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, we are. And that's our goal, is to have something there on a regular basis, not like 3 or 4 times a year, but, you know, monthly or semi-monthly at the most, but basically trying to work towards that and mix up the genres. You know, we've had the Symphony on the Rocks, that's, you know, classic rock. We kind of got kind of into a groove there where we want to make sure that we're touching everyone's tastes and making sure that everyone that has a preference has something to see there. And so we're excited.
Really, something special about that old auditorium, isn't it?
It is. You know, we're really proud of it, and I'm passionate about it. It's the oldest civic auditorium in Wisconsin, as most should know, I hope know, built in 1912. And there's so much history there. As a kid, I remember going to, you know, seeing groups there, Bobby G. Rice, some of our locals, you know, the Chieftones. I remember some of the groups that were just starting to make it big, you know, and so very, very much a lot of history there. And we want to make sure that that is here and it stays here. And the acoustics, you know, every single band that's ever played there that I've, since I've been involved, is always comments on, we'd love to come back here. I've had some call and say, any chance we could record there? And so I don't know how they did it in 1912 before they all the computers, but they did something right, and it's just a great place to enjoy quality entertainment.
Yeah, you wonder what it was that they did, because back then they weren't really looking at acoustics so much as just space and stage and whatnot.
Yeah, and they just fell into it, I guess. It's just a great live room that they love to play. I remember when young man from the Hill Point area,
Jayco,
first he came in there a couple of times and just sat in the dark on the stage and played his guitar, and of course he's, you know, that was in the beginning, so to speak, and so and he's doing great things and great sound. So, and several others along the way. We had a cello player that showed up one day and said, "Can I sit on your stage and play?" And you know, those are things that nobody sees, but it speaks of the appreciation of the quality of what we have there and why we are fighting hard to preserve that.
And you've done a good job. You know, the elevator's in. It really looks like it's always been there, you know, when you drive by it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's really opened the door, because prior to that, you know, I remember we had a show years ago that was a matinee, and we brought in folks from the nursing homes. It was actually Maggie May, and the hospital had sponsored it, and there were so many with walkers and things, and we had the outside wooden ramp, but it really was a hassle to get them in and make them feel comfortable. And now it's a cakewalk. You know, you come in and the elevator takes you right to the floor, and it's just making everything much more accessible. So
indeed. I think too, in the 60s, I think Marty Robbins played there. I'm thinking Hank Snow, I believe. Mm-hmm. So there have been some famous folks there over the years.
And of course, Liberace was there at one time. We know that. And Houdini was on the stage. In fact, he was so good that they still haven't found him.
Maybe that's what Paul's talking about. We're going to see him when
he's
the gym.
He's up in the rafters.
Yeah, he's up in the rafters.
Hey, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Gutnick told me you'd be nicer to me if I gave you a present.
Is that right? What do you have?
I brought you a present.
Look at that. The Jimmy's T-shirt. And a couple of old sneakers on there.
And a couple of Converse on there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So you got to be nice to me.
I think it might even fit, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do the Jimmys have some merch, too, that they'll be offering?
They will have some merch, yeah. Like they had some down at New Glarus where I got this. So they will have a merch tent or a merch table in there. So, yes, they're quite a large band as far as their fan base goes. So
do they have some recordings that will be available, too?
They do, yes. They have several CDs. I have a few of them myself. But they have one live at Transylvania. They have one that they recorded live over in Transylvania several years ago. So...
Really?
So yeah, they'll have the whole shebang will be there.
Oh, that's good. And they have quite a following, so I presume that that'll help sell a few tickets here too, right?
I believe so. And I should say the tickets are $20. And where are the tickets available at, Mick? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yes, you can go online to eventbrite.com and then just search under RCPAC or the Jimmys, and it'll bring it up. You can order them that way if that's your preference. Locally, Napa Auto Parts or Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, and then we'll have them at the door as well.
So. Okay. October 11th, that's coming up a week from Saturday night.
From Friday night.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right.
You're going to be doing a football game.
Yeah, that's right. I will.
It is a Friday night.
A Friday night, the 11th. So, yeah, and I mean, that's kind of good, too, to have them in here on a Friday night to kick off the weekend, isn't
it? Yeah, that'll be great, yeah.
Yeah. So why do you guys get involved with events like this in Richland Rejuvenates? Roseanne?
Well, we are new on the board, like my husband had said. I had gotten a call last winter from previous board members and said, you know, we heard about you guys. You want to be on the board. And So I went to Paul and I said, you know, what do you think? He's like, oh, let's just thinking about it for 24 hours. And then we decided to go and start getting more involved. And you know, we like everybody on the board. I'll have Mick kind of read through who's on the board, because some of the things is there's new ideas. And we are talking about fixing up the building. And so there's been cleaning going on in that building. I think that's very important. And of course, some people, you know, there's been a lot of outside work done on that. And now we are really need to focus on the inside and just to beautify it up. So that's coming. It is coming. So, Mick, could you list everyone that's on the board and
sure.
and with their new titles?
So, our new president is Dwayne Welty, and his wife, he's the president. Our vice president is Kent Adsett, and our treasurer is myself. And then we have additionally Shirley Welty, Roseanne, and Andrew Sharp, Bob Frank, Dave Roberts, who's new to the community somewhat, but not new to theater, and he's been involved in had a sound company where he produced shows and so forth. So he's got some expertise there as well as some other areas that. So we're excited to have Dave as part of the board, and then my wife Robin is also on our board of directors. So.
I think it's important to have people from all walks of life, isn't it?
It really is. And the expertise, like Dwayne has got, and Kent and others have great ability as more towards the repair, construction, you know, maintenance, those kinds of maintenance things than myself and some of the others that, you know, we're trying to do it. And so we're really happy about that. I'm not sure if I mentioned Andrew Sharp. He's on the board too, which Andrew brings the community players, and he's actually one of the longest tenured board members that we have, going back even before myself. So the variety of perspective, Roseanne and Shirley and some of the gals have more of that artistic view, the things that, you know, sometimes we as guys just don't think about in the same way. And so it's really been encouraging and revitalizing to me to see some new faces and some new energy and passion for the building and for just live music, as we've mentioned, you know, that it was kind of a dwindling thing, and to bring all that back to the stage and live theater as well. So
do people come to you guys now, Paul and Roseanne, and say, hey, bring the Stones or bring, you know?
Well, they mention a group from Hillsborough every once in a while.
Oh, do they?
I should be bringing it over.
Some of your old friends.
From the class of 69, but besides that. So, no, and I think we're along, I think Dave Roberts is wanting to get some more, hook up with some people and get some more leads to bring music in, correct, Mick?
Yes, that's right. Dave has some history working with was it Stoughton Opera House?
Stoughton Opera House, correct.
Yeah, so, you know, getting on to some of those booking opportunities where we got maybe some larger names that are coming through the area that we could put on the stage, and just getting us more focused. And so that's great to have that.
Yeah. Do you have anything planned then after the Jimmys next Friday night, or is it kind of a circuit coming up this year, Mick?
We do have, actually. I mentioned earlier a show that where there was trouble getting the some of the folks with physical needs in. On December 15th, we're looking at a Country Christmas, bringing Maggie May and the Sawmill Creek Band in for a matinee Christmas show. And they, I don't know if you've ever seen their shows, but they bring in the day before and they decorate the place. It's all Christmas. I mean, the stage, you look like you're in the middle of a CMA country production in Nashville. And so we're that's coming up, and we're also talking with and trying to put together, and it's looking like it could happen the Saturday before Veterans Day, doing something specifically for veterans where the veterans would benefit, a music show and some bands that were
bands
all over
from Hillsborough, right? A band from Hillsborough.
There you go, and some other music, and so yeah, it's. The goal is to really get regular, and I think in 25 you're going to see us pretty regular and with shows and bookings.
Yeah. And you guys are open for suggestions, right, Paul?
Correct. Has one. Yeah, anybody that has think they know a group. And now Roseanne and I go around, like we go to like the Stoughton Opera House or the Mineral Point Opera House or the Temple Theater in Viroqua, and kind of dream about what we can do with the auditorium based on my wife comes back with ideas of what to do. And we have to put her on a budget, though.
Right, right, right.
And I don't have one yet, but I do need one. And I'm always here to encourage people to donate because we are a nonprofit organization. And, you know, it takes money to make the world go round. So, you know, we're coming up at the end of the year. If anyone wants to donate, please contact Mick Cosgrove. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd love to have extra funds coming in. Yes. That would be great.
Absolutely. And it benefits the whole area, Mick.
It really does. You know, the economic, we see people come and they go and have dinner before a show, might be filling up with gas. We see a lot of people from out of the community that come in for the shows, and it stimulates the economy in more ways than just, hey, they were here for a couple hours in the community. They find things, they see things. I remember last year we did a fall event, and someone came and said they had been up to the orchard at Oakwood in the afternoon and saw our advertisement and decided to stick around. So they had dinner somewhere. I don't recall where they said, but they ate dinner and then came to the show. And so those are the stories that we like to hear, because it's all about not only providing good quality entertainment for the community, the residents here, but also things that will draw people into the community. And who knows, they might just like Richland Center and want to move here.
Stick around.
Absolutely. Yes. That's goal, right. I think. Right. It'd be nice to have an open checkbook. And I remember, you know, seeing some of the prices that some of these, you know, like nationally known bands ask for. But, I mean, we're talking probably $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for some of the bands.
Correct, yeah. So, and then your tickets have to be priced accordingly.
As a result, yeah.
Yeah. And I know, Mick, we also have something in the basement of that building going on in there?
Yes, so we also host have a renter in the Union, which is a student-focused organization that it's a nonprofit, and they've made the lowest level of the auditorium their home and doing great things in the community with our young people as far as helping them when they're needing that extra boost coming in education and Health and Human Services are doing some things over there with families and troubled youths and so forth. So that's exciting to see it. The building is not just a show once in a while, and of course every day the Energy Services of Richland County is on the top floor as a renter, and we're very thankful for them because that gives us the stability to keep the lights and the heat and the insurance and those things going. So
the marquee looks nice out there as well.
Yes, yeah, that's we've had mixed reviews on that. Some
really
thought that, well, they like it. It's actually right to the original designed, and it was designed actually by someone from Richland Center that worked for a company in Madison that actually manufactured it, and was but it has the digital part, and so they're like, that couldn't have been there in 1912, but we have to compromise on something here. So.
Well, it's easy to read, that's for sure.
Yes, and it really does help because the old stick and the letters and the wind would blow and the letters would blow off,
yeah.
and trying to get them straight and spaced right, and this is really easy to use, and we've been able to, you know, promote other community things as well on it, so.
Is there an effort to do some more things to the auditorium and, you know, eventually seats and things like that, Mick?
Yes, in fact, that's on our...
Yeah, on we talk our, about that a lot.
Yeah.
To-do
we,
list?
Yes. Our board meets tonight, in fact, and that's one of the things that will be discussed is seats is probably the most thing, biggest thing that we hear the most of. We still have windows and doors to do to secure the exterior of the building. The roof's been done. There's been so much mechanically done, and that's so costly. You know, all the electrical has been upgraded. Sprinkler system and brought in the alarm, fire alarms, all the things that have had to and related then to the elevator. So we do want to get the windows and doors done, but we're focusing also at the same time trying to get to the auditorium proper, which the biggest improvement there will be the comfort for those coming. So,
awesome. The Jimmy's coming up next Friday night, the 11th. I'm guessing there are some videos on YouTube. People could check them out too.
Correct. I think my wife.
Yeah,
found
they've got
some.
A great website. Great videos, pictures.
It's JIMMYS, correct?
Yes.
The Jimmy's, that's
yep.
spelled like that.
Yep, the Jimmy's.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not the Phillies, it's
no,
the Jimmy's.
No, the Jimmy's.
And if you get lost, just look at your shirt.
I have to look at my shirt. Thank you for the T-shirt,
no,
too, by the
welcome.
Way. I'll thank them.
You're
and we're going to be having Jimmy on with us next week. He's going to join us and talk about the band a little bit more. So.
Great.
Very good. Anything else anybody would like to add this morning?
I'd like to share a couple quotes from some people that have seen the Jimmies. Alligator Records, a gentleman by the name of Bruce Eglauer, says, "The Jimmies are excellent musicians, wildly fun entertainers, and perform a slew of strong original songs. They're a treat for any fans of roots rock, old school R&B, and straight up blues. Every performance is like a party." So, again, we just can't say enough about how much energy that they bring to the stage. And another gentleman from Elmore Magazine says, "I'd never heard of Madison, Wisconsin's The Jimmies before I saw them at a blues fest. And it's led by Jimmy Vogely on keyboards and vocals. And that band upstaged Dave Mason and blew the crowd away with their swing blues."
Wow.
So I think if you are, you know, please don't sit home on that night. Please come down to the City Auditorium.
Yeah, I've heard one of the quotes I remembered was someone said, "This is a band you never want to follow. You want to be opening before them and not
yes.
coming after them because it's a tough act to follow," which just, I think we have a great matchup in that. I think Annie and the Crush, they do an amazing job and for a three-piece, and that just kind of sets the tone for the party to follow. So
indeed, if you can go to a blues fest and impress Paul, that's pretty impressive.
That's correct. Yeah, and they're going to the Jimmies are going to Jamaica again, and they're going to Norway on a cruise tour in the spring.
In April of 25,
there's a blues tour,
mm-hmm.
and they're going over there. So
big
all
stuff.
The way from Richland Center to Norway. That's
awesome.
A long way.
Yes, absolutely. Can people get tickets locally, Mick?
Yes, they can. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery has them, Napa Auto Parts, and we'll also have them at the door. If you prefer an online method, you can go eventbrite.com and then just in the search bar put in the Jimmies or RCPAC, and it'll pop up, and you can order them and pay by card online. So tried to cover all the bases, and we hope that you come out and join us for an amazing night of music on the 11th of October.
And I think very reasonably priced. $20 is a good price.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, it's well worth the price.
Mm-hmm. So. Good. Hopefully a lot of people will. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, Phil. Thanks
Appreciate
for having us.
You bet. Paul and Roseanne Knorr and Mick Cosgrove joining us here talking about the Jimmies next Friday night at the Richland Center City Auditorium.
Rockwell Automation at Richland Center would like you to know that if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please let them know. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with them or have any questions, please call 608-647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference. Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today. The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent 3 of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Christy Adson is here. Richland Chamber is putting on a big event again this weekend. There are all kinds of events going on during the Center Color Fest. But Christy, it's another year of some special things going on, and kicking off on Friday night with the Wine Walk.
Yes, we have our Fall Wine Walk this Friday night, October 4th, from 5:30 to 8:30 through the downtown. And then we will have a band after the walk starting at 8:30 at the Phoenix Center. So it should be a lot of fun.
You've moved the band indoors this year, then?
Yes, we did. We're trying to avoid freezing outside and getting rained on, as last year was.
As last year you did. This year it might not be so bad.
Yes, the weather looks beautiful on Friday. They were talking in the 70s. So I'm thinking 60s Friday night, so it should be nice.
So tell us again how the wine and beer walk works.
So you can go on rcchamber.org, or we have some local pickup, or I should say ticket locations, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Creative Layers, Salon, and Community First Bank, if you'd like to buy a physical ticket, or you can go onto our website and buy a virtual ticket. And what you do is you buy your ticket. We have 18 stops this year for the wine, beer, and we also have cider for you can walk around and taste test. And at each stop, everyone always has plenty of snacks and food, and you can partake in all that during those 3 hours and then end your night at the Phoenix Center and enjoy the dance.
This is the second one of the year, is that correct?
Yes, it is. We had our spring one, which was very successful, and this one's usually the fall one is held in conjunction with the Center Color Fest. So we have this event on Friday, and then they have the parade on Saturday night. So
the timing is really good then this time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And the weather should be perfect.
As a business owner, I'm guessing you get some feedback. What's the overriding sentiment from people, especially the visitors from out of town?
Yeah, they enjoy it. They think it's a lot of fun. This year, the theme is superheroes and villains. So we're encouraging people and businesses to dress up appropriately as they would like, or you can come as you are. You don't have to. It just makes it a little more interesting. To see maybe Superman running through the downtown or Wonder Woman running through the downtown. So,
and guess which one is Ken Ansett?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Might be him.
It could be.
Is there a list of participating businesses that people can check out?
Yes. The list is on the Chamber website. And then when participants check in, once you buy your tickets and then Friday night when you go to check in, or Friday, I should say, we start checking at 11 o'clock. You can check in at the depot or at Edward Jones, Katie Bedward's office up on Church Street. And then you'd get your wristband. You'll get a map of the locations and all the details.
What are the hours that when people can visit the businesses then?
The businesses are open from 5:30 to 8:30 for the wine walk and the sampling. And then you can pick up your wristbands at the depot or at Edward Jones starting at 11 a.m.
Proof of being 21, I'm sure that's in there as well.
Yes, yes. You need to show proof of your age. And then we also do have designated driver tickets available. And those, you know, you can participate in the whole event. You just are given some non-alcoholic options.
Do businesses have special deals and things going out with their product?
Every business is a little different. A lot of them have photo walls up so people can take and do lots of pictures, but every place is a little different. I know myself at the store, you know, we always have a lot of different samples out for people to try, and we don't always sell a lot that night, but we usually see a lot of those same customers back in the next week or so.
Yeah, it's interesting because you probably bring in a lot of people that have never been to a downtown business, or you know, probably say, I didn't know we had this business.
Yeah, right? There's a lot of people that come through and have never really been downtown. And then we have our usual reliable crowd that they participate in each walk that we have. So it's interesting and fun to see a lot of new people.
At this point, you can look back on the year for the Chamber, and you've had a successful year. Most recently, the Hispanic Heritage Day.
Yes, so we've had some very successful events this year. You know, we started in May with the Wine Walk, the Spring Wine Walk, excuse me. And then in June, we had Taste of the Hills, which we had really good participation from the community. And then we had three night markets, one of which, unfortunately, was rained out. And then we just had the Hispanic Heritage Festival in September, which was very well attended. And then now this kind of wraps up our summer season, I should say. And then getting closer to Christmas, we'll have a couple events for Christmas then.
Okay. But the Chamber will be involved in
it. Yes, yes. So. Well, usually we try to run something to promote Small Business Saturday and try to promote a lot of the local shops and offer some good family fun.
Do you have some new members this year of the Chamber?
We've gained a lot of new members. I think we're at about 50 now. So we keep gaining a few more people as the year goes on, which is good. It's all good. And we're here to help promote them. And we have a very good presence on social media. And our website is growing more and more. And we're adding more features on there. So It's been a process, but we're gaining traction.
That's why it's Richland area. It's not downtown Richland Center.
Correct. We have businesses from, you know, outside of or out, you know, we're right in Richland County. Even on the edges of Richland Sauk County, we have some various businesses that are part of the chamber. So it is the greater Richland area. We're just not downtown Richland Center. We're the whole Richland, general Richland area, county area.
I'm guessing you would appreciate input, too, if somebody has an idea of something they'd like to see.
Yeah, we're always looking for suggestions, or if people want to, you know, help volunteer with something, that would always be a great option. The other thing we'll have coming up, I kind of missed, was Pumpkin Fest will be coming up, and the chamber's involved. We help with the marketing and for that event and the promotion of it. So that'll be the last big event in October coming up for us, but... But yeah, anybody, if they have some ideas or thoughts, you know, we are all volunteer, so, you know, we only have so many hours in the day, but we're always open to suggestions.
Right. I was going to say, yeah, around Halloween, you have some big things going on as well
in
the city.
Yeah, with Pumpkin Fest, and that sounds like, you know, the downtown's all decorated now, so Pumpkin Fest will be the next thing on the menu, so...
And we get a couple of great parades in one weekend.
You have homecoming parade on Friday night, and then Saturday night you'll have the Canyon of Lights parade. So, yes, two